This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Henning this morning. Good morning, Todd and Fargo.
Hey,
I'm in Fargo. You're in Bismarck.
Yeah. So if you think I'm carrying the show today, you're over in Fargo and I'm in Bismarck, so my arms aren't that long.
Well, I know that, but you're the experienced one here and have to keep things rolling. We've got Matt on the board to keep us going, and I'm a last-minute stand-in here. It's a little bit of a scramble this morning, so if we're a little rough around the edges, please forgive us this morning.
Oh,
we had a sad day here, Todd.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's all good. We'll make
My
it happen.
My memory of you is always going to be the blizzard of 97. As you call me, and I'm the new guy in town, or a new guy in town, and I'm not... You know, I'm on a pop music station, and I get this phone call. Yeah, this is Ed Schaefer, and I'm like, we have a governor, Schaefer. Is that the same guy? And then when I saw you like a week later, I said, look, I realize you don't want a grandstand, but go ahead and identify yourself as that one, just in case somebody says, I'm not putting you on the radio. What's in Your Mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. So, as you mentioned, guest hosting for Scott Henning, former governor, former United States Ag Secretary, former University of North Dakota president, but we just call him Ed Schaefer.
Thank you,
How's
Todd.
That for an intro? That's pretty cool.
That's a wild intro. I appreciate that.
How about
it's a great opportunity, and it's good to be with you today. As I said, it's a little scrambly because it was a last-minute stand-in. It's a sad day, Todd. Scott's mother, Jeanette, died this morning early, and she was 76 years old, worked for Newman Outdoor Signs for years, and certainly, as you know, birthed and raised a fine family, a quite diverse family, a lot of different people, different personalities in the Henning crowd.
There are some families where the family has about the same ideology. That's not necessarily the case with the Henning family, by the way.
The Henning family is pretty widespread. A lot of different philosophies, a lot of different shapes and sizes. And it's an honor to know them, and especially today. We ask prayers for their family as they go over the sadness of their mom, Jeanette, passing away early this morning, and so I was glad to be able to stand in today. And
you're telling me his Rev didn't even get you a chair?
I have a chair.
Can you stand in?
Well, you know, I mean, metaphorically.
Oh, okay.
I'm standing in. I didn't want to say sit
get
in.
You seat for a couple hours.
If I said I was sitting in, then some people might think I was doing some kind of protest or something. You know, so I couldn't do that. But
it would keep everybody on their toes. Holy cow, Ed Schaefer's protesting. We weren't planning on this. But,
yes. He's sitting in. He's sitting in. So, I am glad that I was able to step in and help Scott and comfort and cherish this time with his family that he has as they
absolutely
send up their mom to be with Jesus on this day that Jesus died for her and for us. And so we're very thankful for the opportunity to be here and represent the family on this day. We're going to have a good show today. We've got Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner Dickinson. He's going to stop in at 9:30 on the phone, unless he's going to be with you in Bismarck. I suspect he'll be on the phone. He's going to talk about, funding the social services program. They're down to the end of the legislative session here. And so we've got to, wonder about how they're going to balance the budget and get out of there. I think they wanted to be out of here yesterday. They're still in the Capitol. I was in the Capitol yesterday. I didn't see any closed for business signs of. So it looks like they're going to be going for a few more days. At 10 o'clock, we're going to have Senator Hoeven with us. He's going to discuss the foreign policy events with Russia and Syria and ISIS and all that's going on there. Plus, I kind of want to ask him a little bit about how the mood is in Congress that Gorsuch was informed that they had to declare the nuclear option, vote in a Supreme Court justice with 54 votes instead of 60. What's he thinking about that? And then at 10:30, exciting, John Bolton. John is, as you know, former U.N. ambassador, on the news all the time, very learned and important person in the dialogue that we have because of his vision and experience to put on the table, especially on international issues after his work at the United Nations. So he'll be fun. And then at, we have the standard thing at Chris Berg at 10:50. Come in, talk about his show at Point of View on KX4 tonight at 6:30. So we're glad to be there. And everybody can help us out, I think. We're going to need some help here this morning with phone calls. We've got a half an hour here to fill. We don't have plans. So give us a call, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, and toll free, 800-228-0550. So, Todd, we were talking about the legislative session here and our guests, you know, about legislation and what's going on. Here in Bismarck, Bismarck has kind of a different feel during the legislative session. The community's more engaged. You hear a lot more. People talk about it more. Coffee, you know, when we're sitting out here on the edge of North Dakota on the east side, you know, the community isn't as engaged with the legislative process or the political process. So what are you hearing? What do you think? What's happening with the legislative session as it comes through from you on the street in Bismarck?
You know, they're simply not going to get it, like you mentioned. They were hoping to be done yesterday or today, and now it's like, are they really any closer to actually being done? And, you know, from the man in the street point of view, it doesn't necessarily feel like they're all that close to being wrapped up. I'm sure they actually don't have many items to do. It's just all the big stuff. But seems like we're going to be cutting it close to getting them done before the 80-day mark, so there's somewhat of a cushion in case they got to come back for the federal health care legislation or whatever else might change. The outlook of the state's financial picture may change. They may need to come back and do some adjusting. And got to wonder if, you know, what happens if we need to go beyond 80? You can't because the legislation is that legislation outdated by now. But
the
biggest buzz is they're not going to get done, than they wanted to, if they even get done by that 80th day.
Well, and you know what? It doesn't matter. I would urge them to spend their constitutional time in the legislative process to get us a good budget, to get us good policy, to get us good direction for the state, no matter how much time it takes. Because, you know what, the governor can call us back into session. They don't need to call themselves back into session. That's a false premise. It's unnecessary them for the rush through the legislative process to get this done.
And I don't think people hear about that part of it. I think all people hear is there's 80 days and that's it.
Right.
And that's not quite the case.
It's not the case. And it's also not unknown that at the end of that 80 days that the clock gets covered up in the legislative chambers and nobody knows when midnight comes around. And sometimes they drifts a little past.
Probably the way it should be.
So the reality is there's no need to rush. They should do their work. They should get it done. They do not have to save days to call themselves back into the session. If we have issues with the federal health insurance, if we have issues with emergencies, if we have issues with policy that needs to be changed, the governor can call them back into session anytime, any place. And that's the important part of representing the people. Do the work, get it done in a timely manner. Don't rush it, and we'll get it done. So that's the story. With that, so they're fighting about funding, of course, taxes, social services, parking meter bans. They have all these important things, you know, that they deal with up there. And
well, they fight about money every time. Obviously, it's a little bit of a more important animal this go around, given the situation. So there's going to be a little bit more.
The governor.
Which makes me wonder why they bothered fighting about parking meters. Why did that become such a big deal?
You know, it was funny. The governor supported the removing the parking meter ban. And I said, I think we should keep it. I hate parking meters. So makes sense. The governor's point was, look, we trust local subdivisions of government to make monstrous decisions on funding. on education, on parks and recs, on human services. But we don't allow them to make a simple decision like whether they want parking meters or not. That was the governor's point. My point was, I don't like parking meters, so I'm glad we have the ban. So I actually, since it wasn't money
issue. People actually like parking meters.
I know, but well,
they're kind of one of those necessary evils where they are, but yeah. For most of us, most everybody hates them.
Yes,
of course, we all hate taxes, too, and we'd probably vote those out if we could, but then we somehow have to get things done.
Yeah,
so.
But it's also interesting that they have parking meters on campuses. Did you know that? And parking meters on campuses in North Dakota. So you could have to go get your little ticket.
That.
Or your Yeah. So that's an interesting juxtaposition here on parking meters in the streets. But anyway, I had three quarters in my pocket. I gave them to the governor. I said, put this in the meter to keep things going. So it's time to take a break, Todd. We're going to be listening to some of our sponsors. Listen up. They're the ones that pay for this radio and the chance for you to listen to us this morning. We will be right back.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
On Your Mind is brought to you by Titan Outlets. 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 local trade is available now at the Titan Outlet store in Moorhead. The Magnum 290 universal tractor used for tillage, spraying, and with your grain cart in the fall comes with 540 and 1,000 PTO. The 290 has an additional 5,800 pounds of weight distributed in the front and rear Low hours for 2011 and can be set for 22 or 30 inch rows, spacing one of the nicest tractors on the lot. The 2011 Case IH Magnum 290, valued at $124,618. The best part is it qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. And so just 10% down with good credit gets you the excellent platter, sprayer, and harvest tractor, and a great return on your investment. The cab features a budding seat for that future farmer. It also features a foot throttle and ground radar. And if it gets a little too revved up for you, you can always pop some Merle Haggard or Garth into the CD player. Gotta have one of those. The cab is also equipped with an ISO plug and auto steer ready Magnum 290, 284 horsepower engine, power shift transmission, 23 speeds, and a creeper for maximum efficiency. Find out more, Titan Outlet. It's at the 2011 Case IH Magnum 290. 218-233-3700 or TitanOutletStore.com. Titan Outlet at 3456 70th Street South, Glendon, Minnesota, just off I-94 and Minnesota Exit 6. If you tell them Scott sent you, you get that additional 11% off. You got to remember to tell them Scott sent you. Now, we call him Ed. You may remember him as a governor, as an ag secretary, as a president of the University of North Dakota, Ed Schaefer. And on What's in Your Mind for Scott Hennin today.
Thank you, Todd. That was quite, again, an introduction. I'm kind of humbled here. I'm not sure how I'm supposed to handle that. But anyway, I am pleased to sit with you through the break. We were talking a little bit about some more political issues. We were saying that you said the 80th day is May 1st. So today is the 70th day. So we've got some time here for the legislators to get their work done.
But some big work to do yet.
They have big work to do. They've got human services issues, tax, property tax buy-down issues still on the table. We've got the North Dakota PERS, the public employees system that deal with insurance and retirement funds and all that, is a huge issue for the 12,000-plus employees we have at the state of North Dakota. I mean, we have to be able to deal with that. So we've got some tough issues that are still a handful, but they are hard ones, busy ones, expensive ones that are going to take a lot of time and attention to get them done here in the session. So you're handling the texts as they come in. Todd, do we have a text number or do we have something that people text to?
Absolutely. 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503 to text. Or, you know, we still left the voice phone hooked up. Why do I feel like when we get old, that's going to be so passe? Really? You're still talking into your phone? 701-258-0550. Or toll free at 1-800-228-0550.
And then when we have a chat.
We get to chat amongst ourselves here, so I can yell at Scott and
right.
You know,
but we also have
and not yell at him on the radio because that gets a little tedious.
But we also have a chat site on the webpage. And I have a complaint about that already this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I do, because I'm looking at the screen, and the chats that come in, or lack thereof, on Pound What's on Your Mind, the chat room there, the screen that I'm looking at is upside down. So the newest one that comes in
upside
is on the
down.
Bottom. It's on the bottom. The newest one that comes in is on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
It
and
should
then
be on
they
the top.
Come in, they go on the bottom.
Well, here's
the way that can be said. I don't know.
There is, because you want the new ones on top, because here's why. When you touch one, when you open one, and then to turn it back, the screen defaults to the top. So you're always looking at the oldest one, not the newest one.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's a problem. We've got to get the techie guys to fix this.
Well, wait a minute now. Don't we have a governor now that used to be a Microsoft guy and all that? I mean, can't we?
We do. We better get on this.
He should be able to get this done for us. There shouldn't be a problem.
Let's go to Tony, who's on the line from Bismarck. Tony, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Morning.
Good morning.
I have a question to ask. Why is it necessary that the state of North Dakota is responsible for the school of nursing in Bismarck at the Sanford place? I mean, if they can't stand alone and provide their schooling, why did we have to jump in there and now spend millions of dollars keeping that school up. I was watching or listening to it on the radio and the news, and I'm just wondering, why is it our responsibility as taxpayers to continue to support that program?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and Tony, you make a good point. We have nursing schools in North Dakota. That's not correct. Unique to have nursing, and it's part of our education system. We've got the good nursing schools, of course, at the University of North Dakota. NDSU's main campus has a nursing function. The University of Mary in Bismarck, Dickinson State, we teach nursing as an important part of our society in this state, and it's important that we support that. And because one of the primary responsibilities of government is the health of the people. So nursing are a huge profession. I love the nursing profession. I admire nurses so much you can't imagine how important they are in our system. So I think it's good that we educate nurses to engage in the health affairs of the people of North Dakota. Whether this particular deal as NDSU advanced a campus in Bismarck versus their campus in Fargo, as they took over the nursing program that was losing $1 million a year and agreed to pay a whole bunch of rent for it, you can question, was that a appropriate cost? Could we have done it less expensively? Does NDSU need a nursing program in Bismarck, or can they do it in Fargo on their main campus? You can ask all those questions. But and those are legitimate questions. Really, the issue is the most important one is we should and want to provide for the nursing education in the state of North Dakota. The issue here is how are we doing it properly, how are we doing it the most efficiently, the least expensive way to get the best training for those nurses to take care of our people. So didn't mean to filibuster you there, Tony, but but your questions are good. Do we need to spend that money in Bismarck for a nursing program to get the amount of nurses we need in the rural communities in North Dakota?
Right, and I agree that we need them. I mean, there's no doubt that we need nursing. But I'm just wondering, I'm questioning the way the budget is right now and as tight as it is. I mean, they did do a good call. They nixed the $400,000 rental agreement in July. I mean, that was a good call. But is it really the taxpayer's responsibility when they had a program already there that was operating under their medical center? I mean, that's my question.
And here's what to look for. Here will be the question. If that loses $1 million a year, if NDSU has to cut programs, cut sports, cut people to pay for that $1 million, then you know, was it what expenditure or not? Because NDSU has to cover the costs, and if they're losing money, it's going to come out of their pockets. So thank you, Tony. Appreciate it. Deb, I know you're on hold. If you can hold over the break, we'll get you right away. We appreciate that. Sorry not to get to you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text into 701-226-8503. We've been talking about MyPillow for quite some time, and with very good reason. It truly has changed my life. Scott says the same thing. Now, I don't know if I ever really did snore or not, but I'm told I don't nearly as much as if I did at all before. I definitely don't now. One of the benefits. And I definitely do feel like I am sleeping better thanks to having a MyPillow. And if you have jaw pain, or if you grind your teeth, TMJ pain, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, is a simple solution. He had problems sleeping. Pillow would go flat, he'd flip-flop all night long, he'd wake up with a sore neck or a headache, or even though he slept 8 hours, he'd feel like he needed a nap. So he went to work and invented what he calls MyPillow. He wanted a pillow where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need specifically, regardless of what your sleep position is. And MyPillow will get you that deep sleep faster, and you'll stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed. It's about the quality of the sleep you get. MyPillow, manufactured right in the United States, right in Minnesota. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott, and you can take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. 50% off to my premium pillow, the premium pillows, plus two go anywhere pillows at free shipping on orders of over $100. The phone number is 800-506-9028. And by the way, I've got my pet pillow now. Same premise for your pet. And I can tell I'm going to have to get a few more of those because I have five pets and one large My Pet Pillow, and they still don't want to share because they just love it. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Guest hosting for Scott Hennin today, former governor, former U.S. Ag Secretary, former UND President, Ed Schaefer.
Thank you, Todd. Glad to be with you today. I'm pleased, as you know, Scott Hennin's mother passed away this morning. We send our prayers for his family. I jumped in the car and ran over here. I'm glad to jump in the studio. So if we are a little rough around the edges, we do appreciate your tolerance on that today as we plow through the show. We did have a holdover. Deb was on the phone. And before we get to our guest, I would like to just give a few quick minutes to Deb because she's held on for 10 minutes to jump in on What's on Your Mind. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. I have kind of an odd duck question for you, but I'm curious what your thoughts are about the recent action of putting the current governor's residence up for sale.
Well, I I didn't know about it until yesterday. So,
really?
No, I didn't, because I hadn't heard that the architect evidently thinks it could be moved. And my thought is somebody should buy it and move it, because it's a gorgeous building. It's you know, nice design. It's a nice family. It's 10,000 square feet. It's divided into two sections, you know, half private, half public. It is a spectacular house. And, you know, while there are some issues with leaky roofs and some asbestos here and there, a lot of that work's been done. Nancy raised $500,000 that was put into the residence when we were there to upgrade the facilities, the public rooms, China, I don't know what all goes with the sale, but, if that house can be utilized versus torn down, I am all for it.
I totally agree. Having lived in it for part of my life too.
Well, now I know the dev we're talking to.
Yeah. Now, that makes me even more sad that they were going to tear it down, but also I just can't fathom how you could possibly move that house.
I was in Bismarck yesterday, and what I heard is the architect said you could cut it into three pieces and move the three pieces.
Really?
I don't know. I have no idea. The only thing I can tell you, Deb, is you and I both love that house. But
yes.
I have seen a huge brick house. Just the other day, a huge three-stall garage, this gigantic brick house that was up on a trailer being moved. And I was shocked at that could be done. But when I talked to the guy that was driving the truck, he said, well, you know, the reality is it's empty. It's not that heavy. there's nothing inside. It's all air. So you have the walls and, you know, the things, and you brace it up and you can move them.
Well, I get that part of it. What I couldn't figure out was with all the concrete and all the brick,
how you could
cut it such that you could get it out of a street in Bismarck.
I know what you mean. I'm all with you. But, boy, if that house could be used, it just would be awesome, because it's gorgeous and should be retained as a historical piece of the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, I was
so thank you, Dad.
Funny. When I heard you on this morning, I might just ask him that question. So you have a great day.
You too. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Senator Warner, thank you for staying with us. Our guest this morning is Senator Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner. Rich is from Dickinson, and Rich is a friend of mine. He's a learned, experienced, capable legislator. He was elected by his peers as majority leader, and he's an all-around good guy. So we're really glad to have you on the radio this morning with us, Rich. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Ed. It's good to be here.
You are down in the end of the session. You're crunching down toward the end time. Things are getting a little crazy. There are a lot of differences, opinions are floating around. People are trying hard, legislators trying hard to bring the budget together, to bring the policies together. You're doing a lot of conference committees, bringing the House and Senate together. Democrats and Republicans, however, still seem to be divided on some issues. One of the things we wanted to talk about this morning was the property tax relief, how it ties into the Department of Human Services and the funding of our human social service programs. And you've been under fire. Republicans have been under fire a bit by Democrats saying we're going to chop people and throw them out in the street and cut their budgets and all this and that. And mostly the discussion centers between the relationship between county delivery of social services and the state delivery, the payment thereof, and who's responsible. So we really would appreciate some of your insight as to what's going on here and how we can handle it.
Well, thank you, Ed. Well, first of all, what happened is we have replaced the 12% buy-down with taking over of the county social services and taking 20 mills off of the table. Those 20 mills will not be available for the local political sub which would be the county, to levy taxes to the property tax payer. They're gone. They will not be there and will not show up, and there is no way the county can recover them. Now, will it take as much money to fund the county social service takeover as it does to do the 12% buy down? And the answer is no, it won't take as much. So it's going to be a little difference in dollars. However, we do need those dollars to finish this budget, to fill in this particular budget that we're on. We had a shortfall. Everybody in state agencies paid the price. 15 to 20% cuts in most of our agencies and our higher education. The only agency, basically, or outfit that got out of it without any cuts at all was K-12 education. And that was because they had the stabilization, the education or foundation aid stabilization fund. So there's no question that it's not going to take as much money to fund the social services. But I would like to point out, Ed, at this time, is the state taking a large share of the property taxes that people pay off the table and paying for them? And they are. And people have forgotten, Ed. They have forgotten about the K through 12 that we took over in about 13. We made it permanent. Before that, we were doing it only on a temporary basis. 115 mills went off of the table. And we pay it. We pay over 80% of K through 12 education now. And if you go back to 2008, and we wouldn't have done anything, that would have been on the backs of the property tax owners. Do you know what that 15 mills equates to now? $900 million. $900 million of property tax that could have been on the property tax payers is now an obligation of the state and will continue to be. We will not change that. It's part of our general fund budget. And so people need to be aware that we are making an effort there. There are some other areas that we have taken over, and if you put the county social services takeover in with that, that's about $165 million. We have the homestead tax credit, that's for people that are on low incomes, and they cannot afford to pay their property taxes. The state picks up the part of it and helps them out, and they send it to the county for that particular individual. Disabled veterans get a tax credit. And we have child welfare and SPED service takeover. We have clerk of court takeover, which was probably before 2008. But that's all part of a package that the state of North Dakota pays to the locals in lieu of property tax. Just so you know, the total, if you were to look at the big picture, $3.2 billion is the property tax request. And the state pays one third of that, 34%. So it looks like this. The people at home pay $2.1 billion. That's across the state of North Dakota. Then the state pays another 1.1. And that's going back to help the political subs out. So is the state making a commitment to property taxes? I believe they are. So a third of the services that the people get from property taxes, the state pays for. And so I think we've done a good job, and I also want to point out, Ed, this would be familiar to you. That's not the only thing. I'll wait and come back after.
Yeah, we got to run now, Rich. Stay with us. Both Rich, we appreciate you holding on, Senator Wardner, and our listeners. We've got to go to the commercials. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by the North Dakota Farmers Union, features NDSC safety consultant Rick Halderson recognizing how the NDSC can contribute to agriculture businesses.
Absolutely. We can provide information. We've co-opted with several farm groups and done some presentations on some of their annual meetings and so forth, and we're happy to work with organizations to do that. So if there is even a local farm group that is available and wants some input and some trainings, we can tailor stuff for them. And hardware, you know, we can provide suggestions. There's so many things that are so easy to use now and protect so well, and we can help provide some tips and some guidance there too.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is the leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. And we're among only 7 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. Keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million a year in taxes going into the state coffers as well. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and to protect our economy. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, www.secureenergyfuture.org. And don't forget to stop by PetroServe USA. Lunchtime, Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white. Deli Club oven roasted turkey and cheese are just $2.29 each. Any roller grill item, 99 cents. Old Dutch family pack chips, $2.99 each. Red Bull 12-ounce cans, two for $5. And register weekly for your chance of winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards, part of a $50,000 giveaway. PetroServe USA. What's on your mind? 1-800-220-5507-012-580-550. And for Scott Inman today, we just call him Ed, not former governor, not former ag secretary, not former UND president, just Ed Schaefer.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Thank you. It's always an interesting time to be with you, but glad to be on the air. And hello once again to all the listeners. I'm pleased to be able to sit in for Scott Hennin today on the What's on Your Mind show. And what's on our minds a lot are legislative issues and things. And we have with us held over during the break here is our Senate Majority Leader and Legislative Leader Extraordinaire, Rich Wardner. Rich, earlier in this segment, was talking about money transfers and mills and social services and counties and states and all this and that. And that's all kind of inside baseball stuff for the legislative process and who gets what and where the money comes from and whose responsibility is. But my question, Rich, is this. As we look at the human service changes and the tax relationships between the state and the county, which you so ably were pointing out to us, what does it mean to me? What does it mean to a taxpayer? I mean, I think of a property taxpayer in Ellendale, North Dakota, in Dickey County, or probably better yet, what about Dickinson, your home community, in Stark County? What does it mean to a property taxpayer in Stark County?
Well, for example, let's talk about Dickey and Ellendale.
Okay.
Dickey County, the mills levied there for social services is 12.10. And I just want you to know, the closer you get to 20, it's a break even. They won't even know the difference. But in Dickey County, they'll probably, in a $200,000 home, they'll probably see maybe about a $40 increase in their property taxes. And going to Stark, and there it's 12.66 is the mills that are being levied. So for my home, I expect to see about an $80 increase in my taxes, and my home is evaluated at about $300,000. So mm-hmm. that gives you an idea of that it's going to increase my taxes. However, one thing I don't have to worry about is that if the county wanted to levy more property taxes for the social services, that's gone away. And so I won't have to worry about any more increases.
So so what happened is the state had a tax buy down, as you mentioned. So the
sure.
state was the our tax dollars that go to the state was coming back to a community to buy down property taxes. Interestingly enough, when that all happened, my taxes in Fargo went up. So the state was buying down the local property taxes. My local property taxes went up. That doesn't seem like the proper ratio. So if we have this situation, for instance, in Ellendale or in Dickey County, and the homeowner is going to see a $40 increase in their property taxes, whose responsibility is that? And can the county go in and cut their costs to not give a $40 tax increase?
Yes, they could. And I think that is the bottom line, that the state needs to get out of the property tax business. The property tax is not, and I repeat, is not an obligation of the state of North Dakota. That is a local tax. During the oil boom, because we had extra revenue, we were helping out. We were helping political subdivisions out. So I think that needs to be emphasized. And I just want to point out that there are counties that are levying 20 mills or 19 mills. They won't see a change. For example, Grand Forks County, they're at 19.5 mills, or it's 19.95 mills. And so They won't. It won't affect them at all. We've got Ramsey County. They're at 20. We've got Sioux County. They're at 20. We got Walsh County. They're at 20. Anybody that's levying at least 15 to 20 mils, they will not. They won't very really notice the difference at all.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier that we've seen cuts in state agencies we're running out of time, but the point is, this is under control. We're going to see a proper balance of state and funding for human services, property taxes, et cetera. And we need to follow through with our legislative process and let that take care of the citizens of the state of North Dakota in the best possible manner. Thank you for doing so, Rich.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on.
Yep. Bye.
Time for us to take a break here. It's 5 minutes till 10 o'clock.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Springs Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in 3 more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.